You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Boyan to score and Stoke to win is 6-1. Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win is in the market at 5-1. Stoke City lead last weekend threw away a 2-0 lead against Leicester, ended up drawing that game 2 apiece, 13-8 to win against Bournemouth, still without Ryan Shawcross, and they do look that centre back partnership looks creaky, to say the least. You know, I'm tempted by this 13-8 Stoke to beat Bournemouth at home.
You're tempted by Stoke?
Yeah, I am.
Too right. I'm more than tempted. You pile in with everything you've got.
I agree, Derek. It's just that it's a massive price, isn't it?
From that, I get you, but where do the goals? I mean, look at what they've done so far. Yeah, they scored the two against Leicester. I just don't see. They've got a worse shots on target record at home than Bournemouth have away. Bournemouth have more shots on target away from home than Stoke do at home. I just think Stoke are a funny old team. I want to back them at 13-8 as well, but there's something worrying me about this fixture. It really is. They've got to start turning it round soon. But they don't half worry me. And they scored one at Fulham in the week. You know, scored one at Luton. They've got no goals in them. I'm going for the draw at 21-10.
Okay, draw 21-10 for Lee. Fingers burnt last week a bit with Stoke, though, Derek. That's the only reservation I've got, given they were 6-4 to win at home to Leicester. Would you say Leicester and Bournemouth, the end of the season, will they finish in a similar position?
Well, Leicester have got such a head start on them now. 12 points against Bournemouth, 7, and probably not. Leicester, you know, it's going to have to take a total collapse from Leicester, and they're playing above themselves right now, and Bournemouth are playing pretty much how you'd expect, maybe a margin a little bit better. They're not in the relegation zone, and they were one of the favourites to go down. But yeah, but we know that Bournemouth are capable of playing good football, but they're also capable of being absolutely thrashed. I know Stoke will finish above Bournemouth, and you look at these odds, and your odds compilers are pretty much saying there's nothing to choose between these sides, and that's wrong.
Well, with the home advantage as well, Derek.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on neutral ground, if Stoke are 13-8 on our home territory, on neutral ground, they'd probably be joint favourites, wouldn't they? Looking at those, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be outsiders, probably.
Yeah, they'd probably be outsiders, and I'm not having that. Stoke will get better, and I'm not sure Bournemouth will. And I'm 13-8 is a price I'm happy to take, that their improvements will happen this week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.